deep left center, and there it goes, J.D. Martinez. Martinez hits it high in the air, and that one is gone. J.D., it stands for just dingers. Fly ball, right field, there it goes. J.D. Martinez. J.D. Martinez, is it four? It's gone. J.D. Martinez homers in four consecutive plate appearances.
Okay, so they got that deal done. J.D. Martinez to the Red Sox yesterday.
Exciting.
I'm conflicted.
Oh, are you snip snap? You back in?
I'm conflicted on this. Because as I've told you all along.
We ever going to find out the other teams?
I'm not a believer in the player.
Right.
And I'm certainly not a believer in the player for 5 years. But I believe that Dave Dombrowski should be commended for the deal that he did. That's why I'm conflicted. I love the player.
I think that's the story.
I'm okay to admit that the 2018 Red Sox will be better because they have J.D. Martinez on their roster as opposed to not having him on their roster. I mean, let's not be stupid about this. But I don't believe in the player to the degree that a lot of people believe in the player. But I do believe Dave Dombrowski did a good deal here. He made a good deal for the Red Sox. He put in opt-outs after year two and $50 million. If the guy comes in and he's good for a couple of years, he's going to bolt, that's the perfect scenario.
Because that's your price sell window. Yeah, I mean, we talked about this last week. You're in it to win it for 2 to 3 years here. Who knows what's going to happen down the road if you're going to be able to sign bets, all this stuff. You know? Right now, you got a nice, young, good core, and you have some damn good front starting pitching. And you got a good closer. Your window right now with all these guys, the way they're signed, and your control of Chris Sale is 2 to 3 years here. So, say Martinez explodes for 2 years. Yeah, you're going to give him $50 million.
So what, though? It's for two years.
Right, and you're getting a guy that's basically got 2 years of a free agent type year contract out there, if you know what I'm saying.
Now, if he comes
in, 2 years to show you that I can pop over 40.
And he sucks for 2 years.
And you get him out.
No. He's then here. Because he can't go back to the market and make the money.
Yeah, because he wouldn't opt out. You're right.
Right.
Because
then he has 3 years and $60 million remaining. And if you're not good over the next 2 years, going out and getting three at 60 is not going to be easy. So he stays.
Yeah.
So I will root like hell for this guy to have 2 great years and then get out of town.
See, you're David Pricing it now.
It is.
Let's go, David, then let's get out.
But this
See, that's part of the unlikability about the team. You know, like, you want them to win, but damn it, you don't want this guy here long term. Not Martinez, but a guy like Price. That's what I'm saying. You're rooting for David Price to pitch well, do well, and then get the hell out. That's not going to happen. He's going to be here for the long run. But at least you're getting a guy with some stick. That's something this team doesn't have. Like the liner that runs on station with Maz.
Whoa. Yep.
I think.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, sorry. I don't know if our listeners even heard
the Maz
that
liner. Woo-wee. Andrew Benintendi, nice player. But do you want to watch a guy smack doubles all day? I don't want to watch a guy that's going to go yard. This guy has the ability to put the ball out both ways.
No, their lineup is improved today. I mean, we're not going to deny that.
No.
Despite me not believing in the player for the long term.
So you get a DH. You finally technically have a DH. You know? The guy's a DH. He's going to DH. It's going to be fun watching Hanley play first every day.
Well, I don't think he's going to play every single day.
What are you going to do with Mitchie Two-Bags?
I mean, he's going to have to put two at first base with Mitch.
That'll be fun.
You can't play him every day. Just because of the plate appearances.
It's funny how
he can't now his contract can't vest if you want any shot to be in next.
It's funny
next
how he
season.
Said he's going
to
play 150 or 158 somewhere in that ballpark.
I think
first.
That situation is about to get really interesting because
sure
of this
is.
Signing. It's one of the things I thought about last night because he obviously came in very committed, right? We heard that from him last week. And he's telling everybody he wants to play 158 games, as ridiculous as that number seems, considering he hasn't done that in 12 years, and that was his rookie year. But are they going to let him get the plate appearances? Are they going to pull a situation where they limit his appearances, they limit his playing time in order to save money or not allow the contract to vest? Mm.
Add some drama to it. Gives him some stories, you know? And I think that's the interesting thing. I mean, the way it was the other day when the ownership group, call for it is, because when you roll a couple people out, that's the ownership group. You sit there going back and forth, and you don't understand why. You know, it's the same team. You brought back the same team. You did nothing. And then all of a sudden, boom, and that same day they signed J.D. Martinez.
Ownership had a bad day yesterday.
They sure did.
No doubt about that.
They just don't.
I partially wondered if they were going to get this deal done yesterday or there was some push late afternoon to get the deal done because John Henry didn't enjoy his media experience yesterday morning on the picnic bench. If there was something to that. Like, hey, Dave, can we make sure we go get this deal done for J.D. Martinez?
Wow.
Because John Henry was having a hard time understanding why people were not happy with their offseason.
What's wrong with people? What's wrong with you people? Well, same team.
Are you upset? But do you think Red Sox fans are going to be really excited about this? Do they feel really excited about the move?
It's odd to me because he's
a $100 million player.
Right.
And all of a sudden you can now sign $100 million players and there'd be little to no reaction to it. Like, oh yeah, okay, all right, they got him.
Before I went to bed last night.
That's where we're at now in baseball. Yeah.
Before I went to bed last night, I retweeted a tweet that Maz put out. And I thought he nailed it. And Maz had this last night, 13 hours ago. And so it concludes. The least dramatic free agent pursuit in baseball history for a $100 million player.
He's perfect, right. Perfectly
That's
said.
It. Done. Whether you like that, he's correct on that. Like today, you're announcing it. We're talking about it. But I still think there's no buzz.
Do you think that's a Red Sox thing or a baseball thing?
I think it's both.
I think it's a baseball thing. Look at this entire offseason in baseball. I don't think this has much. I mean, it has a little to do with the Red Sox, obviously. But it's a baseball thing. That's a problem for this game. $100 million player, and it's one team that was in. Who was the other team? Who else was in on him?
And the guy
that's
upset.
I guess Arizona had some discussions with him at the end.
Well, they had to do some backpedaling a week ago, too, that they weren't upset with the Red Sox. Remember the reports were coming out? He's tired. He's fed up with the Red Sox.
Did they ever put a firm offer on the table? That's something I want to know.
This guy thought he was a $30 million a year player.
All right, we got more to get to on J.D. Martinez. Martinez, now a member of the Boston Red Sox. 617-779-0985. We got Nick Cattles with us today as well. You'll be hearing from him throughout the afternoon. 617-779-0985 with Billy Jaffe coming up at 11 as well.
Solak. A little bit of badass, a little bit of salt and vinegar.
Bertrand.
Sorry, I said that weird.
Solak and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Well, he is the best hitter on the free agent market, but he's still out there, and the recent numbers are staggering. So let's put J.D. Martinez into the shredder. J.D. Martinez is going into his age 30 season. He is a late bloomer, turning himself into a top-flight hitter when he was 26, already released by the Houston Astros. But check out the slash line over the last 4 years. A 300 batting average, 362 on base, and a whopping 574 slugging percentage. This is a monster. In fact, just hitting, J.D. Martinez has been, at bat for at bat, among the five best hitters in baseball. It goes Trout, Votto, Stanton, and then tied for fourth, Martinez and Paul Goldschmidt.
Oh, I'm in now, then. Thank you. Shredder. What the hell's the shredder? I have to put that guy in a shredder.
Last year, Martinez had a barrel percentage of 12.3%.
Do you like his barrel percentage?
Put him through the shredder, baby.
I like the barrel. See, when I watch games, I love, I'm tuning in. That guy's barrel percentage is like 17% better than
Runs 12. Created.
Runs created. Was that Max Kellerman? Guy sounds like Max freaking Kellerman.
That's a volume stat.
That's a volume stat.
Volume stat.
You know that?
And you wonder why there's a problem with baseball.
This is an issue for baseball.
That's an issue.
I'm sorry.
That's ranked by OPS Plus.
Oh.
Even Roach doesn't get into that. You know? Let's keep scorecards. Go to the
minus
game.
22 defensive runs saved. That's awful.
Good thing they didn't sign him for his defense.
Jesus.
They signed him for one thing. Hit the damn baseball.
He's what you call a four-win player.
Four-win. It's like a boat. Four-wins, nice boat.
That's if
I went to the boat show last week.
He's a four-win player when he plays defense.
Rock for another hour.
You take away the defense and the base running, so he's a five-win player.
Shut up.
I wasn't being serious.
But if you look at the WAR per 650 plate appearances.
Well, then.
Well, when we're trying to figure out if a guy's a good player or not, that's the first thing I go to. WAR per 650 plate appearances.
So this guy's a 40 or more home runs per year guy, right? That's what he's going to be, correct?
Well, I think you're making a leap there. I think you're making an assumption that I don't know is
really?
True.
Really? I've heard people discuss his name. It's going to be 50-plus here at Fenway.
He's done that once. He's hit 40 home runs once. It was last year.
Well, he better
rake. A big part of that was the tear that he went on when he hit 29 home runs in the 62 games that he played in Arizona. So it came in a stretch where he was just absolutely on fire.
Yeah.
So if he can replicate
that. Call
that
a streak. What's that then, guy? Then put that in a shredder, Jim.
If you can replicate the 62 games that he had in Arizona, you've got the best player in baseball.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, how much do you think?
He's just not going to be that guy.
Give me the power numbers.
I think he hits.
Because we get enamored with these. These guys that come in are supposed to just rake, and then they end up not raking. And then it becomes a problem here with the team.
Yeah, I think he can hit 40 home runs this year.
Oh, good.
If he plays 125, 130 games, I think he hits 40.
40, 105, 40, 110.
Yep. He hits for average, too. See, some people talk about him just for the power numbers and because that's the sexy thing, but this guy can hit.
I mean, he hits below 30, it's going
to
be issues.
I don't know. Brian Kenny seemed to put him through the shredder, and there were some concerns to the shredder.
The shredder.
There were some concerns to the shredder.
Get him in the shredder.
What's his barrel percentage?
Yeah, what's that barrel thing? Imagine if he comes in with a bigger barrel than you have.
Oof.
There's also the concern about him not producing enough runs. I think Brian Kenny had something in there about not being able to produce enough. Is that what it was, Tom? And some of his numbers were just not great. You know, some of them were just bad.
Yeah.
Well. Here's a simple way to do it. Let's boil it down to something simple.
Runs created.
Yeah, runs created.
Runs created.
There's some issue with the runs created.
Last year, he was -6 in base running runs.
Oh, well.
Base running runs.
That's a big concern.
I was worried about that
for the last 5 months.
Listen, the stat heads will tell you that if you use RBI, you're an idiot and that it's not relevant and it's a statistic of opportunity. And you're basically a big dummy if you want to talk about RBI in baseball.
Well, I thought Theo and Ben Cherington and those guys were all big RBI guys. Well, remember, Jim? Everything was cyclical.
Let me just ask this. Can he be a 3,100 guy? That's something that everybody who's ever watched baseball can understand.
Yeah.
Can he be a 3,100 guy? Yes.
That's
and he should be.
The one question you ask is, does this address the major weakness of the Sox? Of course it does. They needed a middle-of-the-lineup bat. They got a middle-of-the-lineup bat. They got the best middle of the lineup bat that was available via free agency. And I know what Maz is trying to say about the least dramatic free agent pursuit in baseball history. I agree with Beadle. That has to do with baseball. That's not a Sox problem. And as a matter of fact, I'd say, hey, he played it right, didn't he? Dombrowski played it right. Who cares how long he waited? He got the player for a good contract.
This is the first time where he's actually shown some restraint in going out into the free agent market. Like, there was restraint on his part where he looked at the market.
Well, yeah, he had time on his side. That's what he's. Where was the other team on this? Give me another offer from another team. Put it in front of me, and I'll see if I can match it.
He stuck to his guns.
Yep.
And he did good work on the opt outs. The opt outs after two and three is good work on the part of Dave Dombrowski. He deserves credit for that.
In a weird way, this could be the best $100 million they've spent, if that makes any sense.
If they get to
$100 million, they've been wasting money like crazy.
It's playing poker perfectly. You know, Boris was trying to leak this stuff out to Heyman about, hey, Arizona might be in on Martinez. There might be a mystery team. Dombrowski never bought into it. He never bought into it once.
Something was fishy the second they had to backpedal and start saying they weren't fed up and with the pace of things and the way the Red Sox weren't coming back at them with stuff.
Yeah.
That was a signal right there that just might not really be a market for this guy.
Well, somebody tweeted out yesterday, I think it was Alex Spear maybe, that the initial offer from the Red Sox was like 5 years, $100 million. Hmm. That was the first deal that Dombrowski put on the table. So, you know, 3-4 months later, he upped it by $10 million over the life of the deal. So he didn't jump much at all. I mean, he put the offer out there for $5,100, and he let Martinez and Boris sit on it. How much did you think he was going to sign for, Beadle? And so, what were you thinking, like $150?
I was thinking $120, $125. I was getting nervous that, you know, they were going to panic because of, you know, look at yesterday and just, you know, how people are fed up with ownership and, like, that disconnect with the fan base and the popularity thing. And, oh, crap, they're going to panic and go out and sign this guy because they feel they have to because they got a bad reaction from day one down there and they lock a buzz around this team.
617-779-0985. Let's go to the phones. Billy and Waltham. Hi, Billy.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to say, Beadle, I think I agree with you in the fact that I'm not, like, a huge fan of J.D. Martinez, but I like the signing. Just because of the opt-out clauses. I think that's, like, the main reason why I like it. I don't think I would like it if we were stuck with the guy for 5 years. And if we end up being stuck with the guy for 5 years, I might not like it so much by the end of it. Also, what is up with baseball and the pitch clock? Is that ever going to happen? What the hell is going on?
Oh, we'll get to that today. That is a real big disappointment in baseball from yesterday. and Rob Manfred. I gave that guy credit last week.
Yeah,
I gave him credit. Talked about Rob Manfred. I said he's taking charge. He doesn't give a crap what these players say.
He knows players win again.
He knows it's important to his sport. He knows that this sport needs to make a change right now, and he's going to do it with or without their cooperation. And then he completely turtled. We'll get to that. We will. We'll talk more in depth about that because there was an announcement yesterday. Josh in New Hampshire on free agency. Josh.
Yeah, so congratulations to you guys and the Red Sox, you know, signing Martinez for what
thanks.
But, congrats,
big day for me.
Great
thank
job,
you.
Though. I appreciate great that support.
I felt so good going to bed last night.
Good work, though.
But so with the free agency being so weird that it's been this offseason, why has nobody signed Arrieta?
Yeah, you know.
It's a good question.
I was reading this morning that Philadelphia, the Phillies are talking to Arrieta, and he still wants a long-term deal, but the Phillies are looking more short-term.
What's the current offer to him?
I saw Jay Stu had something on this yesterday too. Said they'd be better with him than they would Martinez.
There was a rumor out there that the Cubs had a very similar deal. The one they gave to Darvish is very similar to what they were willing to give to Arrieta, but I guess it just didn't work out.
Harper's going to go to the Cubs next year. Watch. See, Beatles, how much does this affect too? Potentially, you know, the Machado, Harper stuff for next year. Yeah, this guy's a good year. You probably tap out as far as getting another hitter. So,
Yeah. You know what? That's an interesting one about Arrieta.
You know, I just think...
I just hope he doesn't end up in New York. That's all I can say about that. let's hope he does not go to the Yankees somehow.
You know, the Martinez signing, I just think about what would happen if this thing wasn't agreed upon. Like, imagine how bad. You told your fan base last year you were resetting the luxury tax to go out there and spend money this offseason. Imagine if they swung and missed on Martinez. They'd have egg on their face. And I think...
Well, see, that's where I was going to get pissed off, whereas if you were going to go north and you're going to start going over 25 towards 30 a year, then why the hell weren't you ever in on Stanton? Now, I know they supposedly made contact at the end, but they were never in on that guy. Yeah, when you want to go get somebody, you go get somebody. Being in on somebody, especially with this guy and the way he goes after players, you would have known from day one that they were in on Stanton. They were never in on Stanton.
You know,
don't let fool you on that.
I know
that's where the money wouldn't have matched up for me, and that's why I would have been pissed if they went north of towards $28 million per year for this guy.
Yeah, you know, Stanton's a sexy name, but I mean, when you look at what Stanton and Martinez have done, just numbers wise, Stanton's the better player. He's the better.
Do you realize
power
what the
hitter.
Buzz would be? If they had Stanton compared to this guy, there's still no buzz with this guy.
Right, but you're not running business on buzz, right? Belichick doesn't run his business on buzz. That's not what
sport.
You're supposed
that
to do.
That sport needs to run on buzz.
I think if they win games, though,
they're not trying to build the business on buzz.
They win.
I think some of them want to.
That's not what the Red Sox.
They win 95 games this year, and they don't bitch and kvetch to the media and go through the David Price Eckersley thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fans will be fine. You win 95 games, you pack that park. Martinez hits 40 home runs. Listen, the home run ball is sexy enough. If that guy goes out there and hits 45 home runs, people are going to love J.D. Martinez.
I'm
going
to tell you, all need to happen.
Why your concerns about J.D. Martinez should have been very similar to concerns about Giancarlo Stanton. We will talk about that and get to Red Sox ownership. The things that were said yesterday before the signing. We'll do all of this coming up after Headlines with Nick.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox finally get their man, coming to a contract agreement with J.D. Martinez yesterday evening. The deal is for 5 years, worth a total of $110 million. Martinez will make $50 million in the first 2 years of the deal, $72 million through the first 3 years. Martinez also has two opt-outs, after year two and then after year three. Bruins beat the Flames in Calgary 2-1 in overtime. Brad Marchand with the breakaway game winner, while Tuukka Rask finished with 28 saves. Bees are 1 point behind the Lightning for the lead in the Atlantic with two games in hand. Bruins travel to Edmonton to face the Oilers tonight. Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame with Judd Surratt and Bob Beers at 8:30. Celtics off until Friday night when they travel to Detroit to play the Pistons. The Seas do return to the practice floor tomorrow. Marcus Smart, Shane Larkin expected to be back. Meanwhile, Fergie apologized for her rendition of the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game Sunday night in a statement that read in part, "Clearly this rendition didn't strike the intended tone. I love this country and honestly tried my best." Some NFL news. Baker Mayfield does not plan on attending the draft in late April. In more Mayfield news, the Miami Herald reports that the Dolphins have set up a dinner date with Mayfield for mid-March. Headlines are brought to you by Safety Insurance, providing comprehensive coverage for your auto, home, and business. Ask your independent agent about safety. I'm Nick Cattles. Headlines coming up at 11 o'clock.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Bertrand, you guys do a great job talking sports in the middle of the day.
That's what we try to do here on a sports station in the midday.
It's true.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are, you know, we are very happy with our rosters. I think we do have the highest payroll in baseball, and the American League East champions. And I feel like that we've done what we needed to do to improve this team.
Red Sox owner John Henry. Want to get to this point, though, on J.D. Martinez before we go into the sound on these guys, Henry and Warner, from yesterday. You know, underneath the palm trees in Fort Myers, sitting at the picnic table. J.D. Martinez...
This is a monster.
Yes! Has averaged 40 home runs and 110 RBI per... And this is very Brian Kenny shredderish. Per 162 games over the last four seasons.
But if you look at the WAR per 650 plate appearances...
No, don't, please.
But the problem is, with J.D. Martinez, that it's a games played matter. That it's an injury concern. And now he's the guy who's on the wrong side of 30. And these are all the same things, you know, when you ask me why I was not high on the Red Sox going after Giancarlo Stanton, because one, he's got a decade left on his deal, and number two, he spent a good chunk of time on the DL in his career. He's had a lot of stuff he's dealt with, and I don't count getting bashed in the face with a baseball. That doesn't count. That's not his fault, but there have been a lot of injuries that he's dealt with, and the older you get, the more those injuries can happen. So it's really about the health of the player, too. I think that's a real factor. You know, games played. Give me the GP. What's the GP stat there, Brian Kenny? You get something on that? A little something on GP? Something we can all understand? Do you
His
play?
His swing percentage was 36%.
Oh, 36%. Damn.
If you just use O-War, offensive war.
Shredder. The Shredder.
Just watch a damn game.
You better be worried about that, too. Because what? If you're worried about Hanley vesting, you got to worry about Martinez staying healthy because they connect.
It's a good
you
point.
Know what? You know what? Do I sit here and pound you? And I'm a football guy. Do I sit here and pound you with yards per carry or points production? No. Or average per throw or completion percentage? No. Watch a freaking game and talk about the damn game.
95% of people
Jesus
don't
Christmas.
Consume sports in the fashion that the Shredder does. That's why. And 95%
How do you even enjoy watching the player?
May even
the
be too
silly.
95% may be too small of a number.
Because you spend 85% of your time administering numbers into a machine.
The Shredder.
The Shredder.
Shred this.
The Shredder.
Shred these.
The Shredder.
The Shredder.
Right out of the gate yesterday, ownership speaking, John Henry.
Oh, boy.
Nick and I agree on this. We were talking about this before the show. They should not have done this yesterday.
No. No.
Especially if they thought they were getting close on getting the Martinez deal done.
Yep.
It's a weird beginning and ending.
And I don't know if they knew. Maybe they didn't know. And they just planned it for, you know, Monday. That Monday was just their day. They should have bumped that to today. They should have done this today.
Where's Dave? I didn't talk to Dave before. I just got here off the flight.
And you remember when Henry would talk.
I wish he would wear his big hats again. Yeah. I liked when he wore his big sun hat.
He had the Red Sox cap on yesterday,
nice
huh?
Florida feel
Curious
to it.
George hat.
You know, he's got to loosen up a little bit.
Man.
He shows up in the suit and the Red Sox cap.
Yeah, the old ball cap on yesterday.
Dude, nothing
yeah.
worse. Nothing worse than an owner wearing the team's cap. It's a weird look. It really is. Even when Robert goes to training camp, he's got the visor on. Also, I'm with the football people now. You know, no, just do your thing. Remember when Henry would talk, and he would always seem to want to tell you things. And it would always be Larry Lucchino pulling you back. And, John really didn't mean that. You need one voice. Put one person up there. That's the problem when you put three people up there, and all of a sudden, there's, well, really, two yesterday. And it just seems like, did they even ride down on the same plane together? Did they talk about anything before they went out there?
There was definitely no game plan for this press conference between these two. They were not on the same page.
I mean, I know we're going to play some of it here, but it's truly amazing to me that they just haven't gotten better at this.
Okay,
like, they are as bad
as
they were.
Who's the bigger problem?
Who, Warner or Henry?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Warner.
I am too.
Yeah, because Warner talks too much, and then he has to pull it back, where Henry is just in his own world. Henry's in a different place, I think.
Well, he's a money guy, he's a rich guy, and the part where he doesn't relate to sport is he thinks that emotionally you disconnect and then you reconnect at the end of beginning of New Year's. And meaning, Okay, it's a new fiscal year for me to make money. Whatever much money I made last year, I'm looking forward to attacking this year because it's going to be different. I got all these different money schemes. It's like the way he operates. He thinks sports doesn't happen that way.
Yeah.
We're still sitting here pissed about Malcolm Butler. That's not going to end. That's not going to end all of a sudden just because free agency starts next week and today's the first day you can tag people. No, we don't forget about that. He thinks people forget about that I brought the exact same freaking team back that had issues last year. And now all of a sudden, when it wasn't a problem, we love John Farrell because he's a company guy and he's going to do what we tell him to do. Now all of a sudden, he's admitting he was the problem.
And he can't connect.
Like, he can't connect.
That's he can't connect with the fan base. And so I wonder, I don't know how you guys feel about it. Like, would it be better if he just did not do this? Or would he? I think he would get criticized.
He has to do it.
He'd get criticized.
You've got to be front center. You got to be front center one time at least a year. You got
to
start the year.
I just don't know. Like, somebody has to.
Isn't that what Sam Kennedy?
Can they
like
coach
for?
Him? Can they freaking coach him?
Sam Kennedy seems to have a.
Are we too far down the road for something like that?
I guess so.
Sometimes
man.
You just gotta turn a guy loose.
There it is. They disagreed out of the gate about the issues of last year.
Well, I read the comments, and you know, I noted that a couple of our players said that there was some tension last year. We were actually focused on winning the division. I would actually rather win the division and have. Some griping in the clubhouse than have everybody have a good time and win 75 games. But obviously, Alex Cora brings a level of excitement and enthusiasm and a positivity that we thought was necessary. And I'm expecting that we can have fun and win the division this year.
You know, from my perspective, we've made significant changes to address, I think, some of the things that were brought up. I do think we had issues last year that and we've addressed those issues.
These would be the change in attitude.
Yeah. Well, we made a lot of changes other than just the manager as well.
Such as?
You haven't noticed?
Thank you. We got a new beer sponsor.
Sam Adams is here.
How do you sit there and say we made all kinds of changes?
Well, he might be talking about something that has nothing to do with the roster.
Right.
He may not be referring to the roster or guys coming and going. He might be referring to
coaches,
policies, or, you know, the entire coaching staff having a new set of
rules. That's a good follow-up. Rules what changes?
Right. I mean, he should have gone into it.
What changes?
Instead Give of saying, oh, you don't notice? Well, no, we don't. We've been here for
the roster's
3 days, right. And we don't notice. What's different? What did you do?
Well,
maybe you said, you know what, we're going to treat our players differently, or, you know, there's going to be a new set of rules or new policies or something. Like, give us something there if you're going to say you made a lot of changes. But there is a clear difference in how they approach that. Werner's like, I don't care, basically, saying, well, too bad if you're not having fun. What, do you want to have fun and win 75 games? Well, I don't think they're mutually exclusive. You can win 95 games and have fun.
I don't know. The Astros
have a loose atmosphere.
Astros look like they had a lot of fun last year, right?
Sure did. Sure. Like, you can win a lot of games and have a good atmosphere. Those two things can exist. We've seen it here before. We can see it again.
Well,
Then Henry's saying, no, that was a big problem, and we tried to fix it.
Henry runs into trouble a number of different ways with what he said yesterday. Number one, Chili Davis 2 years ago was, what, a damn good hitting coach when they were raking and they were scoring a ton of runs, and now you want to blame him as soon as the offense drops a little bit. Hey, that's probably because you didn't address David Ortiz. When Ortiz left, you didn't replace him, so the numbers went down. Then he starts talking about Dana Lavangie. Dana Lavangie might be a great guy, but no Red Sox fan conversation at a bar.
Didn't I say this in the offseason? Dana Lavangie.
Like, no one is.
What's he? Pride of Whitman, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't.
Is he a Patriots fan too? Like, Butterfield.
Does he wear a Patriots hat come fall?
Hey, Buttermaker.
Like, you don't go to the bar. No one goes to the bar with their buddy on a Friday night and go, hey, man, they named Dana Lavangie the pitching coach. We're going to do some damage this year.
Hey, you see what Lavangie did?
Like, that's what I mean. He can't connect. He's not relatable. He doesn't have his finger on the pulse. He has no idea what makes fans excited because he's lost in the numbers and he's lost in the day-to-day, you know, management of the team. And he loses himself and he goes out there and sounds awful.
617-779-0985. More calls and more sound from Henry and Werner yesterday, speaking in Fort Myers.
Hey, sports fans. Time for the weird,
Zolak,
the wild, Bertrand, and the unexpected.
How's his butt look?
Tight. It looks good.
Good.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
we'd have more power if we had. We would have had significant power last year if we'd have had more, a different approach. That's, you know, my opinion. It may not be true, but I think that we, I think we have a very good offense.
Henry and Werner speaking yesterday.
Yeah. I just keep laughing at those birds, and I hear the birds more than I hear him.
That probably says more about you than it does about him, though.
You weren't listening to his soothing voice, so? Oh,
power, when he talks from that.
But they've always got something this time of year. They've always got some sort of power. New approach or novel idea, and this year it's about the offensive approach. I mean, that's what they're talking about. Let's play some more.
We're going to talk to a guy at noon, and Dan Shaughnessy, that was next to a guy that John Henry pulled aside and asked, well, what's your problem, buddy, with everybody, the way they cover us? What's her problem? Dan was there. Not too happy with his boss.
All right, let's hear more from the boss.
Yes. I think it was evident. I didn't think we were nearly aggressive enough. And, you know, I think our approach was lacking for a good part of the season.
Was that something you tried to address?
It was something that was being discussed throughout the season.
I think really, it's an easy thing to say, but health is so important. We had that first game in Houston, and both Bogarts and Pedroia were banged up, and then Nunez gets hurt. They were confident that they could beat us because we just weren't at peak health.
So one owner,
put on Nunez, jelly knee.
One owner says that it's the offensive approach. The other owner says that it was pitching? Due to injury.
How about pitching?
How about Tom?
Did your pitchers have health?
Tom.
By the way, I want to let you know that a month from now,
what about that little
March
second
20th,
baseman that was going yard?
March 20th is the premiere of Roseanne. In case anyone was wondering. ABC, Roseanne on ABC. Thank you.
Tom pretty much did everything short of like dropping an elbow to Henry's face. Like he just railroaded him right in the middle of his comp. He's like, well.
That's what Lucchino did.
John, get the hell out of my
let
way.
The guy
hold
talk.
On. Unbelievable.
Something that was being discussed throughout the season.
Well, listen, if you were...
I think really,
it
I
wasn't
mean...
just...
Henry's like, I'm not done yet. It's like one of those, you know, if you were so bothered by the approach, why don't you have the balls to fire someone then?
Was John Farrell still here?
If you were so upset about the offensive approach, at least get rid of Chili Davis, if that was that much of a problem. And by the way, I actually agree with him. Some hitters were not aggressive enough. Xander and Mookie Betts, they'd get ahead in the count, and they would take, you know, it'd be a 3-1 count. They'd take a fastball right down the middle for strike two. It's like they're working a walk instead of trying to drive a pitch. So I actually agree with him on that. But if you have an issue and you're talking about it all year long and that issue's not getting addressed, you're not getting better, you got to do something about it. You just don't sit there. Oh, well, we're addressing it.
Great. I also think one of the biggest differences between these two guys is how they view the team and how it should be run. And we've always accused Tom Werner of wanting the TV show, and I thought that came through again yesterday.
How would you characterize the level of popularity that the team enjoys now versus other years you've owned the team?
Well, I think that obviously losing David Ortiz is losing someone who is charismatic and a great leader. I actually like the youth of our team. I think if you talk to fans, I know that there have been some comments that I respect that we have the most popular team. You know, I know there were some bumps last year. You know, you talked about the Price-Eckersley situation. But I look at a team that is exciting, so I don't quite see it the way some of the fans see it. I respect their point of view, but I think we've got a fun team, and if it's healthy, I think we're going to be, you know, we'll bring the fans back. It's obviously we're in a market where there's a lot of excellence, and, you know, we've got four championship teams, and they're all playing extremely well. So hopefully now it's the beginning of spring training, and we can have some focus on the Red Sox.
We really don't need to be popular. We need to win.
Oh, he's talking about charisma.
One guy wants to do a TV show.
And a guy you could put in the TV commercial, and David Ortiz. And right. then the other guy's like, yeah, no, we just need to get to October and actually win, and we'll be fine.
That's why I like Henry. I'd rather have, I think Werner's the problem. Henry needs to talk more. And don't hold his hand. Don't butt in. Let the freaking owner talk. Okay, cool. He signs the checks. Fun bottom man. Right corner. Yeah. He deserves the right to talk.
Great young,
it's his team.
Fun
he's
players.
The guy with the boat, Tom. The guy with the big boat in Boston Harbor. Big boat. Big one. Iroquois. Nice. Hit his head on it. Its own boat. I held him. Yeah, hit my head on my boat. That's how clean my boat is. A slip. Yep. I'm the guy that talks, not you, boob.
Boob.
Yeah. I think the team's exciting. I
think they're
I think
good.
They're
yeah.
very
popular.
You know team. What? Spring training, let's put attention on us now. No,
yeah,
you Henry's deserve
like,
attention.
Yeah, I don't care about any of that. I just
you create worry. Buzz. You create attention. When you're good and the owner's right, you got to win. Come on, catch fire. Do that. Try that. See how it goes. See if people get on it.
617-779-0985. We've got Billy Jaffe coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk with him about the Bruins. Let's go to Mike, who's in West Roxbury.
Hey Mikey.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Guys, I just wanted to talk about John Henry. And I think he's a very easy guy to pick on and kind of laugh at. And very awkward and a lot of unlikable stuff about him. But when I look at him and if I compare him to Bob Kraft, I feel like John Henry's doing everything he can. Like he opens up his pocket, he spends as much money as he can, and he tries to make changes when he feels like they're necessary. When I look at Kraft, I mean, there are years where the Patriots had a chance to win it all, and then you looked at the payroll at the end, and they were like 30th in payroll. So to save a few million bucks, they risked, you know, a championship. So I kind of give John Henry credit just at least for spending the money. I mean, we don't generate as much money as some of the bigger.
I mean, I think every single owner in this town spends money to the top. And I've not criticized John Henry for that. And I'm with you on that. I think he wants to talk more, and I think he is genuinely into this team and cares about it. I think he's got too many other people. There are too many cooks in the kitchen, so to speak. Why is Tom Werner sitting there next to him? He don't need him there. Didn't really need Larry Lucchino there. And I know Larry's more of a baseball guy than Tom is.
I wonder if they feel that team, I don't know who would say this, but maybe there's a feel of you need Tom out there when John's out there talking, because John
I think
runs
they try to
trouble.
Protect John. Right, because I think John really yeah. tells you what he wants to
yeah,
feel.
Yeah, but the problem
like
is Werner's not in, the guy to pull him back.
See, I know that.
Lucchino was the guy who would do it.
It's like when you were
Werner
in that studio.
Can't do that.
When you were in that studio,
right,
John
he got
Henry
himself
came
in trouble.
In, but
because he was a little too honest.
But you like him for that. I respected him more for that than some fake facade that they put
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, I do too. Day. I respect the hell out of him for doing the interview, but just that all of a sudden he had a player on his roster by the name of Carl Crawford who now knew that his owner didn't want him on the team. That was a little bit awkward. I didn't want Carl
but
Crawford.
It was brute honesty, though.
He has to go into these press conferences saying, here are the five things, to himself, here are the five things I feel comfortable in addressing. If someone asks me anything outside of those five things, I'm going to direct them to Dave Dombrowski. That's it. If you want to talk about baseball moves, like if you want to talk about the baseball minutia of it all in our approach, talk to the coaching staff, talk to the GM, the president of baseball operations. I'm here about money. If you want to talk about the luxury tax, I spend the money. I'll talk about that. Stay, you know, as the person I can't stand, LeVar Ball once said, stay in your lane. And he doesn't stay in his lane. He goes outside, and when he tries to answer those kinds of questions, he stumbles over himself.
I just think Henry is the most honest one in the group.
Oh, he is.
He is. Chris in Salem. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Good.
Good. So, so I have no excitement for the Red Sox. I have no excitement for the Martinez signing, and this all centers around one player, and that is one David Price. You're talking about having an ownership that has no connection to the fans. They kept a player around that has the biggest disconnection to the fans. So what my question is, he's still the loudest voice in the locker room. The players look up to him, and he's a bully in the schoolyard. And how long before he torpedoes any goodwill that Pete fans have towards his team and challenge Cora?
I don't know, but I'm not going to hold it against ownership that he's still here.
And I also think at a certain point, Beadle, this becomes a fan problem. I mean, if Price going forward, right? Last year was a disaster. We all killed him for it. But at spring training last week, he answered most of the questions pretty well. So are we going to allow him, give him somewhat of the benefit of the doubt and see if he actually starts anew this year? And if he sucks and if he bitches, then we criticize him. But I also think there's a part of this where if you're going into the season already hating him, he can't do anything to change your mind.
That's not true. You cannot like him and then have change your mind later on.
I hope so.
I mean, there's been a lot of talk. You know, Drellick had that thing about there should be a clean break and you should forgive every. Why? Why should you do that?
I don't think you need.
I mean, everybody has the opportunity to prove you wrong. The guy's right. Still on the team. He's going to go out and he's going to pitch. Let him change your mind. You don't have to change your mind first and then go back to the same way you felt. Watch him. If he performs well, we all like what he's doing, it'll change your mind. It just will.
See, I don't know, because he pitched pretty well at the end of last year and sucked it up, and there weren't a lot of people changing their minds.
Probably because he had missed so much time. That's a big factor in that. Quickly, Jim in Beverly loves the J.D. Martinez signing.
Hey, what do you say, guys?
Hey, Jim.
So, what's up, Zoe? So this changes everything for me. After listening to Henry yesterday, I'm like, oh, my God. They're going to sit pat and what? Think they're going to get Trout next year, which I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Harper.
This changes everything. You get Martinez's bat in the lineup now. Hanley's got the incentive of his contract. This gives him another incentive. This gives him a big bat they can't pitch around. So now, if Hanley hits 25-30 and Martinez hits 25-30, you're right there, man. I love this. I'm back in.
Where's Hanley playing?
All right, Jim's got nothing on that.
Okay.
He's got nothing on that.
Just telling you, he's going to share time with Mitch Moreland.
He's going to
be
share
tough.
Time. He's going to share time
tough
at first
to get in
base.
Rhythm.
He's probably going
to
share some time at DH.
Tough to get in a rhythm.
It's something to think about.
Hanley could be a problem this year.
If he's not getting his at-bats and knows it.
And if he's unhappy, yeah.
He should be able to get the at-bats anyway.
I hope so.
I think he's going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
As long as he's healthy, he'll be able to do it.
He's on TB12 method now. Looks good. Pliable.
Let's get to headlines, and we'll talk to Billy Jaffe about the Bruins. They got a win last night after a poor performance Saturday in Vancouver. We'll talk to Billy about the Bruins, maybe even an Olympic thought in there. I already know we have a call on the line about hockey in the Olympics. That's been one of our discussions with Billy off and on over the recent weeks.
Why the Olympics suck.
He'll be with us in 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere.